BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily. I reveal my World Cup anthem. It's by 5 Seconds of Summer featuring me, and I think it's better than the official World Cup song by Pitbull. You'll hear a clip on this podcast, and you can see the full video with the boys and with One Direction on the Radio 1 YouTube. I'm not very well, but I didn't really need the medieval remedies suggested by Chris on today's show. And Real or No Real features an amazing fact about David Attenborough.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Clanker Russell, Son and Tans on BBC Radio 1. Hello, this is Scott Mills. Do I sound ill?
Are you trying to ham up your voice ever so slightly with it?
Oh, I can do that if you want.
Ill voice.
Do I sound ill?
Here's the thing, I don't think you sound ill enough to be moaning about it.
Okay, all right.
It's almost like...
You don't know how I feel.
No, exactly. But if you are feeling ill, I would suggest you ham it up a little bit. That's what most people do.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Help me! But also, what do you want everyone else to do? I mean, do you want everyone to text and say what a trooper you are for coming in?
A little bit.
Really?
Just a little bit.
Because it's coming across at the moment that you're begging it ever so slightly.
Right. It's just that, you know, like how boys are really, really bad when they're ill? I'm so one of those.
Are you?
I'll be the one that's sat on the sofa going, oh, I can't do anything. So today is going to be the debut of my World Cup song. Yeah!
Is it actually going to happen today, though?
Yes.
As in, this was something that 2 weeks ago you said you were going to have ready by the end of that week. It then rolled over for another week, and I believe 1 week after that.
Okay, well, it's Scott Mills time, isn't it? But I...
A month later.
But I do have it. I've got it here.
Right.
It's got everything. It's got woes.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's got a good beat. And yes, it's got a rap.
5 seconds of summer till the end of the game. The joy, the heartache, the tension, the pain.
Lol.
The striker shoots, there's a roar from the crowd. They think it's all over. It is now.
Don't laugh.
Sorry, I do like the rap. Have you got the one copy of it then? Is it there on one CD or something? Is there one copy of it now?
Well, I hope there's more. I hope there's more than one.
Have you got the only copy? I hope it's not scratched. Because that's typical you as well, isn't it?
It is a bit. So just before 4 o'clock this afternoon, you will hear what I've been up to over the last few weeks with 5 seconds of summer and the song, which I told you the name of on Twitter, if you follow me on Twitter, at the weekend, Hearts Upon Our Sleeve.
And you've assured everyone that this is way better than the Pitbull song. This is great. This is why it's so late, because it's brilliant and it's right and now's the time to hear it.
Correct? I mean, I did set my stall out quite early and said it was going to be better than Pitbull and Jennifer Lopez, but I'm 100% confident that it is. I hope there's not a backlash. Also, because I'm doing a World Cup song, I'm getting like a lot of emails every day now from people going, what about this one? What about that one? There's loads of World Cup songs out there.
You've inspired everyone.
Omid Jalili off of comedy, he's done one. Omid Jalili. He's done one. But I think that's an England one. Mine is a generic World Cup anthem for everybody.
Yeah. I don't get the impression he would have taken it as seriously as you as well.
No. Emma off of High Wycombe says, I'm just about to run out to lunch, but I don't want to miss your World Cup song with Five Sauce. When will it be on? Just before four. So, yeah, I mean, have a big, long lunch. Go for it. Just before four. And we've got a good video as well, featuring Five Sauce and One Direction.
And that's on today as well, right?
That will be at 4 o'clock.
Wow. If anything, you could have a celebratory lunch in honour of the World Cup song.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Come back really full.
Yeah.
A little bit drunk. And enjoy it at 4 o'clock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
They're showing I Wanna Marry Harry on ITV2.
Oh, this is the Prince Harry lookalike show, right?
So this is 12 American women trying to earn a date with this bloke who thinks that is Prince Harry.
Yeah, yes.
Why would he even be on that?
And they truly believe it, don't they?
They truly, truly believe it. But in a cruel twist, it's just a bloke called Matthew pretending to be Prince Harry. Why would they think that Prince Harry would ever do a show like this?
Don't they have fake security and fake paparazzi and stuff like that to try and...
Yeah, there's helicopters dropping him off. There's like security with walkie-talkies everywhere. So they totally convince these girls that it's the real person.
We told 12 American women they could win a royal fairy tale wedding. And they believed us.
That's Prince Harry.
From the network that brought you Joe Millionaire. comes a series with a royally wicked twist.
I really hope I have what it takes to pull it off.
You won't believe how far we go to convince them.
His security is not for show, it's real.
And you're going to want to be there when he reveals the truth.
There's one more thing you should know.
I Wanna Marry Harry.
Prince Harry, Harry Potter, I don't care.
Premieres Tuesday, May 27th on Fox.
I don't care as long as he's British. It's on ITV2, Wednesday.
We need to get him involved in something on the show, don't we?
Don't you know him?
Well, in a weird twist of fate, I went to uni with this guy. In fact, we worked in the same nightclub in Southampton.
Right, the Prince Harry that's on the show in America.
Yeah, and he wasn't doing, I don't think he was doing lookalike-y stuff. I think he was just, you know, security at a club called Jester's where I worked.
He does look like him. I do know Jester's,
but do you remember seeing someone who looks like Prince Harry when we went there?
No. So what they do is, I mean, they've completely given him this crash course on, like, fine dining, etiquette, horse riding, so they totally believe that it's him. And then, obviously, the girls get eliminated each week. This is so up my street. It's a bit of me, this. So, and then one person remains, obviously, at the end. And then he tells them, well, actually, I'm not Prince Harry. And then they have to decide whether they want to get with him because she actually likes him or just because she wanted to go out with royalty.
So you, innit?
So me! It looks like they've done it really well, though.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, mate, I think this man flu might be getting worse.
Leonard Mills!
Getting quite a lot of texts from people saying, you know, just suck it up, man up.
Suck it up, princess. It's the most popular phrase that's coming in right now. I mean, are you alright to take over if I should, like, suddenly
fade? I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Oh, my God, I would love to hear that.
I'm ready to go.
I might just feign it.
Really? Just give me my moment. I'm ready to go.
Oh, God.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Fitz from Norwich, thank you. Yes, I'm okay, hon. Oh, listen. I sound good.
Everyone's saying, what's up, princess? If princess is the word used a lot here.
Hello, princess. Nice to see you sober.
Coming up, Tiësto, Jason Derulo in Kings of Leon.
Do you worry I'm not being supportive enough?
It's fine.
Is there a way that I can help your situation here?
I just know that if you were ill, then I'd be offering all the supports.
You've done that before for me, actually, where I've been ill and you've gone by the shops and sort of got me, you know, some fizzy orange drink, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Like a nan.
Yeah, and all these different things that you recommend.
He needs to keep his energy up.
Repellent, that kind of thing. Yeah. Like any way that you can help.
Mm. Why are you going to help me?
I guess there are ways I can help. I mean, I'm very keen on alternative medicine. Do you remember that night out we did? There was a club night that we went out to, and don't worry about, you know, that sort of herbal remedy that we did. It was all above board.
Yeah, herbal, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we could go down that route, or we could go down
the ones
that
they sold in the toilets.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, why do I want that for this? Machine.
No, that's what I'm saying. That won't help your situation.
Absolutely not. It'll make it worse.
But another way could be maybe we go medieval route.
Go on.
Leeches. Now I seem to remember at school that now they did the trick, didn't they?
What?
Not that I had leeches at school. I mean, in olden, I used to learn that in history they would use leeches to,
for what?
Man flu, I guess.
Well, you put leeches on you.
I guess so.
Chris, we're in central London. Where are we going to get leeches from?
I don't know. And also, last minute. Worried looks from everyone outside of the studio here. Unsure whether.
You haven't filled in the leech health and safety form, unfortunately. So that's a no go area. I'm concerned about the leeches thing now.
I'm just trying to track some down. It's
good luck with that.
Harder than you think.
What are they actually going to do?
I don't know. I think they just take out the. I'm sure we've all heard that medieval medicine uses leeches, right? I'm sure it's exactly what you need.
But like, this is back in the day.
Mm.
We're talking centuries ago, when they believed that like illness was due to an excess of blood, so they get the leeches to suck it out. I don't want that.
I'm all for a bit of science on a Monday.
I'm all right.
Thanks. So so leeches, hopefully. If not, and it's just as tricky to track down right now, Dockleaf.
Hey! Are they still on?
I don't know. I don't know where to look for that. And obviously, I've only got like 3 minutes every time a song's played to run out and ask the question. Like, where am I going to get a dock leaf from?
What, a dock leaf off of when you get stung by...
It's worth a try. I say we try a few things here.
I don't think you'll find one. I think they're off.
The leeches thing I'm really keen to do, but I believe that the management aren't sure.
Right, okay.
But I'll try.
Need to apologise to everybody at Bangor Uni on Saturday night for the fire alarm that went off. It had nothing to do with me. So halfway through Well, actually, no, about three quarters through my DJ set. There's like over 1,000 people in this amazing hall in Bangor, in the uni. And this guy comes up and goes, mate, you've got to turn everything off. To turn it all off. Tell them to get out. I'm like, what do you mean? Well, you do it. I don't want to be the one going, oh, sorry, can you all go now, please? Stop having fun and get out. But
oh,
no,
I hope you got booed. I hope you got roundly booed.
Massively booed. So anyway, I decide to take one for the team. So I'm on the mic going, Everyone, please leave the hall in an orderly fashion. Walk sensibly. I felt like a teacher.
I'd be there, giving you all sorts of signs, booing away.
Yeah, but, you know, it's for safety, and they didn't know whether there was a fire or not. There was no fire.
Please don't say something cheesy. Is this a big joke getting to you? I don't know, the roof was on fire.
No.
There was a shorty burning on the dance
floor. No, I'm just telling you what happened. There was a fire alarm. And then, so the fire brigade turned up, so that was good. And, didn't even have to get the hoses out, just walked in. Looked in and I'm like, no, there's no fire here. When Katie B was there, shout out to Katie B, who had just had her hair straightened minutes before the fire alarm went off. Just saying.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if there was some kind of short circuit there.
Now, is that her trying to skive off work?
I don't know, but I'm just saying that the straighteners were on just a few moments before the fire alarm. I'm not blaming anyone, but maybe that could have tripped it. I don't know how it works.
So the leeches has caused quite a big problem, actually.
Okay, right, but if you've just tuned in, you won't know what that means,
will
you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So anyway, you're suffering from man flu. I've been whinging about it quite a lot. So I want to be a good...
bit off colour, you know?
I get that, but you've been hinting that someone should do something about it, so I thought I would try help you. I thought leeches would be a good idea, if a bit medieval, but a good way to do it. Anyway, the mistake I made is I said this on the radio, and since then bosses have got involved and said, under no circumstances can I attach leeches to you without it all being health and safety and stuff like that.
Now, do you think that is a health and safety thing, or do you think it's because they're like, well, you know, can't lose Scott, do you mean?
Is that how you like to think of it?
Like, you know.
Well, they're concerned that the leeches
are... one of the daytime stars. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we can't... don't attach leeches to Scott Mills. That's what they told me.
Yeah.
The weird thing
I'd like
was,
to think
though,
it was that. Pob's not.
Did you know what the weird thing was, though? They said, well, is it on you or is it on Scott?
Oh,
and I said,
see?
Well, it's on Scott.
Yeah.
And they said, absolutely not.
Not on the talent.
So, but leeches on me is fine. There's no health and safety issue there.
That's funny, that.
Anyway, no leeches. So I thought, what could be the next best thing? And I thought we could do some live science here. So I'm just going to go with this. Do you want to stand up?
What are you doing?
Okay, so bear in mind, the best thing about the leeches, they sort of suck out all the impurities
all the
and stuff
badness.
Like that. This is the next best thing.
What's this, please?
I just thought, I'll get a Hoover. And just
no!
Bear with me. Bear with me. No, don't reject the Hoover. No. Let go. This will help. Now show me where it hurts.
There.
Down there.
Oh!
No. Are you okay?
Really not helping.
Okay. Hang on. Oh, what's that?
Turn it off. One of my rings has gone down there.
Has it actually? Oh, it hasn't. Oh. There's the... anyway, how do you feel? More to the point. Do you feel better?
Can you get it back?
Get the what? It's fine.
How do you open this?
We'll figure it out. Anyway, how do you feel?
I feel fine.
Oi, don't be moody. Look, that's not the point. It's a medical thing.
Okay, we need to find that because it's got sentimental value.
Lols that I just hoovered up your ring.
Thanks for vacuuming me. That's
anyway,
really,
how
really
do you
helped.
Feel? Sorry,
brilliant.
That sounded weird. I mean, you're fine, aren't you?
Right, get in there and find it. Get in that dust bag now. This is Scott Mills on Radio 1. Didn't help at all. Also, not down there, please. Doesn't help.
I slipped.
That's George Ezra there, who'll want to come on the show because apparently he's lol. But so then we said that his other song sounded like I've Got a Brand New Combine Harvester. We've not heard from him since.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Summer is officially on. Glasgow was incredible, but it's only just the beginning. Radio 1 is at loads of massive events this summer. We're at Glastonbury, we're at Tea in the Park, Ibiza, Reading and Leeds. Even if the weather is a little bit rubbish, we will bring you, whatever happens, a brilliant summer of live music. And there will be chances for you to join us. Keep listening to Radio 1 over the next few weeks and we'll give you details on how to get yourself a place at either Glastonbury, Tea in the Park, Ibiza or Reading and Leeds. And this is only with Radio 1 you can do this. But what's it actually like? You might not have even been to a festival before. Someone that knows all about them is Scream. Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for letting us do the garage shout-outs on Friday. I think it went well.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Were you pleased with the result?
I was. So was everyone else.
Okay, good.
Yeah. It's actually, I think it's like there's a request now for it to be just your feature.
Oh, wow. I don't want to steal it. I just want to appear in it at least once a month. Now, you've done all the festivals.
I have.
Which one would you say is your favourite?
Glastonbury's definitely up there.
Why?
I don't know. It's just the spirit of Glastonbury. It's just a lot of fun. Although it is so big that when the weather, which is pretty common, it is horrendous, it can get a bit messy.
Right, because I went one year and I was working for Radio 1 and it was when the weather was horrible and you just feel, it's so big, you don't feel that you're ever going to be able to leave.
Yeah,
I think that's only when the weather is bad.
Or get back. It's the problem is like you might be stuck at the top of a hill.
Yes.
It's an hour back to your tent. And it's like a mudslide.
Have you been to Glastonbury, Chris?
I've never been.
It scares me a bit.
This is the thing. I always see all the coverage on TV and obviously on radio and stuff like that.
A lot of people haven't been, obviously.
But yeah, exactly. I've never been. It's sort of... I actually am slightly intimidated by Glastonbury. Like,
same.
The idea of going there for a few days and that. I don't know. I just don't know how you sort of... I know it's great. Like, when it comes to the evening, it's good, but it sounds like you've really got to try survive in the day.
Yes.
When the weather is good, though, it is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, and it has, the last few years, especially on the Sundays of the last few years, has been very good.
Even if people find it quite difficult camping, everyone seems to come away saying they have an amazing time.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to matter. Like, the weather doesn't matter, really.
So there's something special that's going on there that I can't quite work out, because you can be staying somewhere rubbish, needing the toilet, you don't eat properly, goes on a few days, and
there's a faint smell of sewage in the air, but it's still the best time of people's lives.
Yeah.
It is horrible on the Monday morning, because they do start to clean out all the toilets, and it is one of the most vile wake-ups you'll ever have.
It's part of the Glastonbury experience. So you DJed there last year?
I did.
How was that?
It was great. It was actually amazing. I played with Disclosure to about 30,000 people. It was very, very good on a place called the Hell Stage, which, as you can imagine, there was a lot of fire.
Yes.
But it was unbelievable.
Are you back again this year?
I am, playing the same stage on the Sunday night, but not with Disclosure.
Radio 1 and the BBC brought you loads of live music last summer. You can expect even more this summer. Glastonbury, Tea in the Park, Ibiza, Reading and Leeds. We are going to be at them all. Thank you, Scream.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You've already had Radio 1's big weekend in Glasgow. Now summer is officially on. This is the station where you will just get all of the summer festivals, all the live music. And the exciting news is... we're going to be filming our own Radio 1 TV trailers very soon. Remember the one last year where I was on a speedboat in a Hawaiian shirt?
Oh, yes.
And I was splashing you.
Yeah.
Now, this is a big deal because apparently this year the bosses don't really want our faces in it. Okay, good. So it's not all about us. We're actually putting you in these TV trailers with us. Now, this could be cool. Imagine there you are, like just... randomly sat there on a Tuesday night, and then you're on telly, and you see your actual face in between EastEnders and Family Guy.
Mm.
It could happen. So, you know, like, when it's summer, and the weather just gets a bit better, people get the legs out, and everything just seems a little bit better. Or maybe you're on holiday, or there's stuff to look forward to with your mates. Life is just generally better in the summer. We all love it. But if you could do anything this summer, what would that be? Because... we can't like take you to where you want to be, but with the magic of television and some special effects, we could basically make you do anything and put you anywhere.
Mm.
Just think of your dream scenario of what you would do, like the ultimate way that you would seize summer. Something maybe you've always wanted to do. We'll just put a green screen on it. You know what I mean? You'll be doing it.
But I mean, there's very talented people who can make this thing work.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity.
Now, if you want to... see something as an example, a really bad example, then
no,
go
I don't
to
think
the
it is.
Well, it is quite bad. Go to the Radio 1 Twitter right now at BBCR1 or Radio 1 Facebook. Me and Chris have done one already. Now, if you can't get to Twitter at the moment or Facebook, then let's just describe what we've done. This is our ultimate way of seizing summer. So, like, there's a little kind of thought bubble coming out of our heads, me and Chris. We're looking thoughtful. And then what's in the actual bubble? What are you thinking there, Chris?
Well, you didn't have much of a say in this. So basically, they asked me, they said, if you wanted to see summer, what would you like? And I wanted to go down the football route because it's the World Cup coming up. I was like, right, I would like to win the World Cup but in the style of sort of 1966, being held aloft. That was my idea. And they were like, yeah, brilliant. There's this guy who can Photoshop that, make it look exactly like you've just done that.
And now it looks like, on this thing, on this thought bubble, it looks like you've single-handedly won the World Cup.
Yes. So it's great. So I grabbed you and we had a photo together where we looked like we were sort of imagining something great. Mm. And then someone went about Photoshopping this picture. You know, so there I am. I'm being lifted up.
Mm. And my hand is really close to your upper thigh.
Now, this is where it starts to get weird. Now, this is where I ask, what did you say to them? Because it looks like your way of seizing the summer is dangerously near my...
Yeah, it is. And also, the guy on the right obviously has just robbed a bank.
Well, what's going on there?
I've seen him on Crime Watch.
He doesn't look human. He doesn't look human, this guy.
But have they not finished him yet?
So here's what I wanted to ask. It's like, I said to them, right, I would like to seize summer by winning the World Cup. It's my crowning moment. I'm being lifted. And they've done all that. But have you asked for something slightly more dodgy?
No, not at all.
And is that your friend on the right there that's in my picture?
What? Do you think I would have really asked? Oh, can you make sure my hand's on Chris's upper thigh while a man that looks like he's just robbed a bank is holding him aloft from the right-hand side? No, I didn't.
I mean, you're dangerously near seizing my summer.
I know I am, yes.
But, I mean, it's a great idea because I said to them as well, this is great. If this is a nice picture, I'll put it up on my wall. You know, it'd be a lovely thing to have. You know,
gonna,
really decent Photoshop.
Going to be on your wall?
I don't think I can. I mean, you've got a really sinister look in your eye. In fact, you're looking like you're looking around saying, can anyone see me getting away with this? And your mate on the right doesn't have a face.
No, it's the mask. So, like, I mean, have a look at that one. I mean, there's a rough example there. Yeah. Obviously, on the TV trailer, they'll really smarten it up. I mean, yours won't look as shoddy as that one.
I just think it was my dream moment there, which has been spoiled
by
your...
It's turned into a nightmare. It is nightmarish.
It's like our dreams have collided there in Seizing Summer, and I'm not sure I like it. And
so...
friend is exceptionally close with his hand. In fact...
All right, yeah. So let people watch it. All right. So whatever it is... Maybe like something incredible you've always wanted to do that's really summery. We can make this happen on this TV trailer. Tell us what it is now. Get in touch. You can tweet it at BBCR1 on Twitter or Radio 1 Facebook or on Instagram. But you need to use the hashtag SeizeSummer, as in SEIZE Summer. Seize Summer. You can't text on this. Just Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Full terms and conditions on the Radio 1 website. Just think of your dream summer scenario. Tell us what it is and we can make it happen on telly. This is good. George from Devizes says, I want to be paragliding, flying all over the Parsi Islands like Ibiza, Malia and Marbs with Lady Gaga, Dan and Phil and Benedict Cumberbatch. Hashtag Seize Summer. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but it won't be. We can make that happen in a TV trailer. There's so many questions being asked now about R1. Like, maybe we should have, like, I don't know, maybe finished it, maybe before putting it on the Facebook and Twitter. Daisy's listening. Please don't have nightmares about the other man holding Chris aloft in the picture. It's just a Photoshop. It's gone a bit wrong.
Here's the thing. We always say, just enjoy the picture.
Just
enjoy the
picture.
You don't need to pick flaws in it. But honestly, the way it was sold to me was very different. It's
I know.
Creeped me out.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing to do with us. We had no control over this. I don't know. I don't have a neck. I don't have a neck on it.
You don't have a neck. No. And what's going on with my downstairs?
Well, I know. Is that a toe of a camel I see? Seriously, mate, why would you, like, get picture approval on that?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people saying, have you done a video for your World Cup song as well? Yeah, I mean, it's traditional, what you'd expect, really. It's kind of the making of. Do you mean just me and the boys laying down some tracks in the studio?
Did you record that bit especially for the video? I mean, are you pretending to sing for the video? Or what,
no.
Is it genuinely
what
was going on in there?
What do you mean, pretending to sing?
Well, I mean, were you genuinely having a nice time, as I'm sure the video will suggest?
I did sing, but I don't think that you can hear me in the track.
Why has that happened then?
I don't know.
You've got to turn the mic on.
I don't know. I mean, they were singing with me, but then I had to leave, and I think they recorded a version without me, and I think that's the one that they've used, which is sneaky.
And do you reckon that'll be shown in the video, you leave?
No, I think what they'll do is they'll show me singing with the boys, okay. But that's not what you'll hear.
But that's not the truth of it, is it?
Because I was awful.
And were there arguments that day? How was it?
No arguments. No, they're nice lads.
You make it sound like there were then?
No, but what are you trying to, like, trap me into some corner here? What?
No, it just sounds like you're fobbing me off.
No, I'm not.
So you're saying there were massive arguments between the 5 seconds of Summer Boys,
not.
Yourself and whoever was engineering these?
No. They may have been a bit jet-lagged, but I think we've got something great here. I'm really looking forward to playing it to you. The video features 5 seconds of Summer, me doing a rap, some kind of like backstage footage of when we're not in the booth singing. Tiny Tempers in it. One Direction are in it. It's pretty good.
That is cool, actually, yeah.
Ryan and Paul's been on going, is this World Cup song going to be more of a disappointment than the time I had the tissues ready for a certain scene in The Crying Game? Oh. No, I don't think it's going to be disappointing at all, Ryan. Let me know what you think at 4 o'clock. But is there anything more alarming in the world than numbers you don't know calling you? I've been having this number call, or two numbers call me for days now.
I think there are, but but what's bothering you in particular about it?
Right, 0113, where's that, please?
Oh, I thought you were going to read out the number. I don't know, Spain?
No, it's a UK code. I don't know what they want. And also, I'm never going to answer you if you're in 0845. Really not.
I think it's from Leeds.
Leeds? What business do I have in Leeds?
I mean, you were travelling around a lot at the weekend, weren't
you?
Yeah,
didn't make it to Leeds, though.
Did you stop at a service station on the way?
I don't think so. But let me make it clear, if you are in 0845, I will cancel you immediately.
Goodness.
Like, you're never going to be answered.
Why are you putting this out there?
Stop ringing me, whoever you are.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here is Dev.
All right.
I don't know why I went a little bit West Country. It was a bit weird, wasn't it?
We lost you there for a second, which often happens with you.
Back in the room now.
Yeah, back now. So you're on for Greg this week. And next week?
And next week as well, for Rock Week.
Rock Week?
Yeah, no, Rock Week. You say it like that. Have we said that yet?
Grimmy mentioned something about rock. Can I sit this one out, please?
Have I ruined something?
I
hope not.
Have you blown the whole thing that the station is supposed to be revealing?
I really hope not. Everyone's kind of looking at me weird now in the studio.
Let's just stay out of it.
Pretend it never happened. Yeah. All right, can everybody listening right now promise you're not going to mention this, right?
Until it comes up.
All right.
Like, don't tweet, don't do anything about it.
Everybody, don't say anything.
I'm looking forward to playing you my World Cup song at just before 4.
Oh, exciting.
It's been made by a very talented group of people. 5 Seconds of Summer, also talented. And me doing the rap.
I saw pictures from your studio session.
Yeah.
That's like a lot of fun.
It's better than the official one.
Right.
I promise you that.
It's quite a claim, that.
It is. It is. Okay, well, I'll let you hear it. The fans are getting really excited.
Right.
It's going to be on just before 4. This has been the last 3 or 4 weeks I've been promising this, but Scott Mills time, here it is today, finally.
Quick bit of housekeeping before we crack on Real or No Real. Zane Lowe's got a very special announcement tonight. I've been told to say that.
Oh, no.
So, crack on.
Dev.
Crack on. We're all fine.
It's time for Real or No Real. It's all fine.
Okay, if you say it is.
Let him do the announcement.
All right, okay.
You right? No one's going to tell him. Are they? Were they promised?
Everybody listening, don't say anything.
No, don't say anything. Let him think it's still an announcement. What about this?
According to a recent survey, more people know the words to Badil Skinner and the Lightning Seeds' Free Lions than the national anthem.
Oh, wow.
Ah, that's an interesting one.
Well, it depends, because the national anthem goes... There's a lot of verses, isn't there? I mean, a lot more than people...
Oh, no. Oh, this couldn't have gone worse.
This wasn't me. I swear it wasn't me.
It wasn't
Zane
him.
Just walked
it was
into
literally
the
nothing.
Chris, what did you say?
Don't go there.
Why have you ruined everything?
You reap what you sow,
Zane,
my friend.
It was out of my control.
I don't even know where to start.
It's not me.
I don't even know where to start.
First of all,
if you're going to tell people about something that's going on a show, you don't then say, I've been told to say that. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just like the smallest thing.
Sorry. Why am I getting told off here?
Sorry, Zane. Sorry.
So sorry.
Oh, this is well awkward.
I think we disappointed him.
Wait for the door to go.
Okay.
Oh, God, that was awful.
That was horrible, wasn't it? That was horrible.
He's not happy.
Hey, I'll tell you what, though. If you listen to
his announcement.
I genuinely think I'm getting the blame for this somehow.
Well, it's nothing to do with me.
If you listen to Zane Lowe tonight from 7, he'll be announcing 3 very special Made of Elle shows with some of the hottest rock bands of the moment.
Okay.
He'll also let you know how you can be there in person to see him.
All right. Have you not just done the announcement? That's what he's going to say tonight, wasn't it? That's what he was going to say, Dev.
No.
Oh, there's more. He's got
there
more.
There is more. This worked out all right, didn't it?
I think you saved it.
Are we still going to have jobs by the end of
it's
this?
It's all fine.
Please.
Did more people know the lyrics to Three Lions than the national anthem?
Oh, yeah, real or no real?
Real.
To that. Real?
Yeah, I'm going to say that one's real as well.
Everyone knows Three Lions. But
that one is no real.
I said real. I said that one was real.
What about this?
Keira Knightley appears on the Claxons' forthcoming new album, Playing the Triangle.
Nah, it's just silly, isn't it?
She's married to one.
Oh, is she?
She's married to a Claxon, Jamie.
What was it like? They were around at the studio and they were just trying to find her something to do. She was just getting bored.
You're a Claxon.
You're a Claxon. yeah, maybe she was just hanging out with Jamie. It is Jamie she's married to, right? Hello, indie people.
All right.
There's someone there that's too indie to talk, but he just nodded his head and said, yes, that's true.
I just don't want to say anything that will make Zane Lowe angry.
Yeah.
I'm worried that this is going to be another thing, so he'll come bursting in saying about the
How do you not know about Kieran playing the triangle?
Do you know that nobody looked him in the eye ever? Everybody looked down at the floor like, sorry, Zane, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, Miss. Sorry, Miss Patterson. So, Keira Knightley playing the triangle on the Claxons' new album. No. She could have just been in the studio waiting for Jamie.
No, it's silly. No, that's no real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Yeah!
Oh.
Yeah!
And next.
When North Korea's women's football team lost 2-0 against the USA in the 2011 World Cup, their coach's post-match statement blamed the defeat on the team being struck by lightning a few weeks earlier.
Oh, that old one.
Yes.
That's an odd thing to say, isn't it? An odd excuse. Have you ever used that one before, Scott?
No.
Have you ever been struck by lightning?
No, I haven't, as yet.
You strike me as the kind of person who would.
What do you mean? What, because there's a lot of me, is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that.
Easier target, is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that.
You're being fattest.
Well, no, you're just quite unlucky with these kind of things,
aren't
you?
Well, I am, yeah. You like women's football, so you might know about this.
I don't know about this. I don't know about this fact. Dev?
That is a very poor excuse, isn't it? Struck by lightning is a bit like...
Sorry.
No one's going to believe that.
We didn't win because we got struck by lightning.
Mm. Poor excuse. I'm going to say no real.
Just to make this a little bit competitive, I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah!
Yes, Dev, you were right to go real.
Oh, no. That'd be seven balled.
The, what?
No, do you know, I've said this before. It's a bit like a pool where if you don't pot anything... I don't know if you have a similar rules to this, Dev.
Go
if
on.
You get seven balled during pool, which is where the other person pots all their balls and you... don't pot any, your forfeit used to be that you had to run around the pool table naked. Did you never have this?
No, it's a new rule. New rule for me.
I'm just concerned I've got no points on the table here, and it's bad form.
What are you trying to say? You want to run around the office naked?
No, I don't. I just would expect a punishment for getting no points. It's how I'm built.
See, Chris, we're mates, but we're from different worlds.
We are.
So, that one is real. That was the excuse the coach gave in the post-match interview. We don't know whether the lightning incident was real or not, never been verified.
Is he saying all of them were struck?
No, sorry, are you saying that the coach was struck?
No, the coach said
it. You did
say
the coach said that, but you did say in the original one that the team coach was struck by lightning. So are you saying the person, the actual team coach was...
Uh-oh.
Do you see what I mean? Oh, I can't...
It's getting technical now, isn't it?
You're making my head fizz. Can we move on?
David Attenborough is older than Ice Cubes. Oh my God.
How dare you, Sir David?
I mean, Ice Cubes. We're talking about the Ice Age, then.
No, they didn't have Ice Cubes in the Ice Age.
Of course they did.
No, you couldn't just go buy a bag of ice. No one was fashioning them into cubes at that point to put in the vodka.
What are we talking about? What kind of ice cubes?
This could be quite a tricky one, though. Are you saying David Attenborough is older than the invention of the ice cube tray?
I believe.
Or older than ice?
I believe so.
I mean, that's mental.
Older than the elements, yeah.
I'm saying ice cubes, as in the ones that you would put in a drink.
I think...
The tray.
That's like a tricky one, because how old are refrigerators for fridge freezers?
I don't know, Dev.
I'm going to say this one's real, you know. I reckon it's like a trick one.
David Attenborough is older than ice cubes.
Yeah,
are
before
you
the invention
insane?
Of, before the invention of an ice cube tray. Is that what we're
This
arguing?
Is unbelievable, but then this
you
is...
Can't look
right,
at
so we had one similar, which was... Who is older, real or no real?
Who's older? Sir Bruce Forsyth or sliced bread? And it turned out...
What are those?
It turned out Sir Bruce was.
He was older than sliced bread.
Really?
40 of those.
Which concerns me, this ice thing might be real.
What are you saying, real or no real?
Oh, my God. I'm going to... No, that's mental. I'm going to say no real.
I reckon this is a trick one. I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Oh, yes! It can't be. It can't
be.
That is
right
insane.
It's true. He was born in 1926. The ice cube tray, the first time ice could reliably be made into cubes for the freezer, invented in 1928.
Amazing.
Actual older than ice cubes.
Unbelievable.
At the end of that round of real or no real.
I got nothing, but I won't be punished. And Dev got 30.
But I won't be punished.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, Dev's on from 4 o'clock. We've got my World Cup song with 5 seconds of summer coming very soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people are absolutely amazed, like blown away by that, because he's as old as ice. David Attenborough.
Yeah. That was so bad. And it's the fact that it sounds like we've waited 3 minutes to do that. We came up with that joke literally the second that was all.
It was not the intention. So, I've been working on this for about a month now. We wanted to come up with the perfect football single, because I think this year's official effort from Pitbull and Jennifer Lopez, We Are One, Olé, Olá, it's just a little bit lame.
Okay.
There are others floating about, but they're often there for England or for Spain. This is a generic World Cup song that you can celebrate around the world, okay? But, like, to celebrate the beautiful game.
I like this, and I like that you could use this at any World Cup as well, by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Has it got all the things that, you know, we'd expect as football fans, right? Well, in a World
Cup. You've got a checklist there, right?
Yeah, I have. Right, so has it got chanting in?
Yes. It's got, whoa, it sounds like on the terraces, all right. Yep.
Has it got a reasonable to poor rap?
Yes, it has.
Brilliant.
That's me.
Is it quite fast-paced?
Yes.
Because I think that's quite important. I think that's where people go wrong. Has it got commentary?
Yes.
It won't
Guy
be
Mowbray.
It won't... It won't be disappointing after 3 weeks of hype.
No.
And finally, is it better than Pitbull?
Yes. So, people listen to it all around the world for this. I'm really excited to play it. This is what I've been working on. A global anthem for the World Cup for everybody. This is 5 Seconds of Summer... featuring Scott Mills.
Oh my God, I've always wanted to say that.
Oh.
Hearts Upon Our Sleeve on Radio 1. We can only play you a little clip of the 5 Seconds of Summer featuring Scott Mills song on this podcast. If you want the full video and the full song, it's on the Radio 1 YouTube.
We wear our hearts upon our sleeve.
Yeah.
Cool.
Dev?
Yeah?
Instant reaction there.
That was a lot better than I was expecting.
Which is exactly the reaction that a lot of people are going with.
I wasn't sure if that was you, Scott, or 2 Chainz just the end of that record. That was
That
hidden talent.
We kept it short. But I think the boys did a great job. I think it's very well written. I think it's excellently produced.
Yeah.
And I'm saying it's better than the official one.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, easily.
It's better.
Easily.
The reaction's insane. I don't know really where to start with this. There's a lot of people saying that they would buy it. There's loads of people saying, where can they get it from? This is genuinely amazing. Way better than Pitbull. Giving me goosebumps, Simon in Bournemouth. OMG Mills, I duff my cap, sir. I mean, it's high praise indeed.
Yeah,
it's so much better than I expected, and I think absolutely anyone does.
It's catchy, right?
Yeah. It's good.
Should be proud of it, Scott. You and the boys should be very proud.
It's just my latest project.
When are we going to be able to get hold of it?
Well, I will tell you that on your show in a bit. But if you want to see the video, which features the boys from 5 Seconds of Summer and me doing the rap. And One Direction and Tiny Temper. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube right now. Go and have a look at the video. Those were the best bits of Monday's show. Oh, I'm taking Tuesday off. So I'll be back on Wednesday between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. Tomorrow, you will have Hugh Stevens.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.